Hello and welcome to Dirty Thursdays podcast number 17. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you direct from Dirty Boulevard Recording Company in San Diego, California, here on El Cajon Boulevard. Each week, we feature local jazz artists, singer-songwriters, bluegrass, and acoustic groups. If you're out there checking out the blog, and you might be somewhere in China, Cambodia, France, Luxembourg, we can see you on the internet, and we know you're listening. So we'd love to hear from you. If you're in Australia or if you're in Thailand, you know, come by and leave a post on our blog. It's at dirtythursdays.com. Even better, leave it in Chinese, so we'll have no idea what you're talking about. We're in studio this week with a great artist, Brazilian, Latin, jazz, etc. His name's Mr. Danny Green, and he brought his trio. He's accompanied by Justin Grinnell on the bass and Julian Cantelm on drums. And that was a tune called Jellyfish off of Danny's latest record that's called With You in Mind, and that's out on Pacific Coast Jazz. Welcome to the show, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And welcome Julian and Justin out there off mic. So, Danny, maybe you can tell our listeners how you got into playing Brazilian jazz and composing Brazilian music.
It was after a while of listening to a lot of the music, I eventually wanted to start figuring out how to play it, so I began listening to more Latin Cuban music around 2000, and a friend of mine introduced me to just bossa nova compilation. So that was my first exposure to Brazilian music. And then just after a number of years, I kept collecting more and more and getting into some different artists and eventually started figuring out how to play it.
Nice. And here actually in San Diego, is there a big Brazilian jazz community?
I don't know if I'd consider it so much of a community. It's not like there's, you know, a lot of Brazilian jazz jam sessions, but there definitely does seem to be a fair amount of interest in Brazilian jazz and a lot of people that are playing it.
Yeah, well, I know you've also been up and studied with some great Brazilian music at the Brazilian Jazz Camp, which is up in the Bay Area. The scene up there might be quite a bit larger.
It does seem a lot larger, a little more organized as a scene.
So you're a little out of place in Southern California doing the Brazilian jazz when we should maybe, people think Latin jazz or whatever stereotypical thing you could think about San Diego.
I guess so.
I understand you're working on a new record that's going to be coming out also on Pacific Coast Jazz, and you're right in the middle of recording it and producing it. Can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming project?
Sure. This new project is featuring my regular guys, Justin Grinnell, Julian Cantelm, and then Trip Sprague. And then we have a few special guests. Dusty Bruff is on guitar, and Eva Scow came down from Fresno to record with us. She plays mandolin, and Peter Sprague also came in and did a track. So it's a little more variety instrumentation-wise than the last album.
Great. And then you told me, in addition to having Peter on guitar, you're also going to have Chico Pinheiro do a track, probably?
Yeah, he's going to be recording a track with us.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to hearing that. When you get it, send it over. We'll play some cuts on the podcast.
For sure.
Well, maybe next we could hear a tune from the new record. What do you have coming up for us next?
All right, we're going to do one entitled Under Night's Cover. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're in studio today with the Danny Green Trio. Danny, what was the name of that last tune?
That last piece was called Unwind.
Great. And is that also going to be on your new record?
It will.
Excellent. I was thinking maybe for some of our listeners who aren't familiar with Brazilian jazz. I mean, when I think Brazilian jazz, I think the obvious people like Joe Beam, of course, and maybe Hermeto Pascoal. But who are some of the composers and different Brazilian artists you've checked out?
Well, there's a lot, and one thing I like so much about Brazilian music is that it can be so different from one artist to the other. So coming from the Hermeto school is Jovino Santos Neto, a pianist and composer, and he's one person I've really gotten into his music. And then on a total different side is Chico Pinheiro and all the people he works with, like his pianist Fabio Torres, and they do more they do Brazilian jazz, but it seems like it's more songwriting rather than quirky jazz pieces. So there's that whole school. There's Hamilton Giolanda, who's a mandolinist that I'm really into.
Yeah.
And Andre Mamari is another pianist that I like a lot. So there's a ton.
And then as far as like more traditional Brazilian music, not necessarily Brazilian jazz or fusion, who are some good artists and styles to listen to?
You know, everyone knows Joe Beam. He's great. Chico Buarque, Caetano Veloso, his sister Maria Bethania are cool. Let's see. Tatiana Parra is a more contemporary Brazilian vocalist, Javan. And those are mostly like MPB artists, which is basically popular Brazilian music. But then if you're more into like samba stuff, then you can check out some pagode music, or there's also a style called choro, which has all its artists. So just
it's
a ton of stuff.
The whole universe, yeah.
Exactly. Or there's also all the more drumming styles like samba reggae or...
Well, I know you guys have a gig coming up. Do you want to get in a quick plug for your April 10th thing?
Sure. So I'm doing a master's program over at San Diego State right now. And part of getting through the program is putting on a graduate recital. So that's coming up on April 10th at 1 p.m. at Smith Recital Hall at SDSU.
And that's going to feature these three fine gentlemen, as well as Trip Sprague on saxophones. And is it any other special guests?
No, that's it.
Just the quartet. Great. And if you're listening on iTunes right now and you want to see some pictures of today's session, you can find a link to our photos at dirtythursdays.com. That's our new blog address, dirtythursdays.com. And of course, if you're on Dirty Thursdays, please head over to iTunes and you can subscribe. Just search Dirty Thursdays in the iTunes store. Well, Danny, Julian Cantelm on drums and Justin Grinnell on the bass, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And where can we find you on the internet?
My website is www.dannygreen.net. You have a website, Justin. What is yours?
Dannygreen.net.
All right. Justin Grinnell.
I'm sure there's a link in there somewhere.
There's a link on my website to Justin's page and Julian. Julian's homeless on the net.
Everybody's at dannygreen.net. And we will have links up on our blog if you go check out the post. Once again, I'm your host, Ian Tordella. And until next time, that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our boom operator was Stephen Bender. Our menu advisor was Amy Andrews. Our art consultant is Michelle Robinson. Our SEO advisor is Lindsay Saul. Our number one fan is Margaret Ann Frick. And our intern and production assistant is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like El Cajon Boulevard.